The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
You are not alone. We are not alone. Hallelujah. We have the whole backing of heaven. And this is not just true when we are here together, but it's also true when you are on your own, in your own house, when you are on your own, on the road, when you are anywhere, the Lord is with you as a mighty, awesome warrior, the scripture says. The Lord is with you. And if the Lord is with you, you can be sure that the host of heaven is with you. The Lord is with you as an awesome warrior. And he says, therefore, your persecutors, they shall stumble and they shall not prevail. Say, their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. So the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you wherever you are. But much more so as we all are together in his presence. For where two or three are gathered together in his name, he says, I am there in their midst. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here, for your awesome presence here. Manifest yourself. Show yourself. Show your glory. Show your greatness. Show your power. Oh, Lord, you took just three of them, yes, to the mount, or upstairs, so to say. Take us upstairs. Lord, take us up, oh God. Hallelujah, manifest your glory to us. You manifested your glory to, oh Lord, Peter, James, and John. We ask, oh Lord, you manifest your glory to us, oh Lord, even as we come to your presence in the name of Jesus. Show us your glory. Show us your greatness. Show us your power in the name of Jesus. Show us your glory. Show us your greatness. Show us your power. May we experience your pleasures. May we say like Peter, can we just continue here? We want to stay here. Lord, make it good, oh Lord, that we, oh Lord, want to just continue in your presence and never leave your presence. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We continue in your presence in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has been speaking to us on the heart, the hand, and the honor of an intercessor. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Our text today is John 17, 1 to 26. Our key scriptures, focal scriptures, we have five of them, and we're just going to quickly go through them. Hebrews 2, 17 to 18. Hebrews 2, 17 to 18 says, therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. If you have ever been through something, you can empathize. You are in a better place to sympathize, empathize, have compassion on somebody, on those who are going through the same thing that you've been through. because you've been through it. The second scripture says, that's Colossians 4, 12 to 13, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Let's read that again. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Amen. Wow. What a great testimony of this brother. Always laboring fervently. Prayer is not a play. Prayer is real work. You hear that? Prayer is not a play. Prayer is real work. Laboring. Laboring in prayer. Prayer is real work. He said, laboring fervently for you in prayer. Praying for them. And what's the summary? That they may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And I pray for you that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Will you pray that for yourself in the name of Jesus? Let's pray that for ourselves. Lord, that I may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Lord, that I may stand perfect and complete in all your will. Let's do that again. Lord, that I may stand perfect and complete in all your will, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the next one is James 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, that's just for a righteous man. But now when you pray for one another, is it just a righteous man praying? Is how many righteous men praying? Many righteous men praying. That avails very much. You can't survive just on your own prayers. You can't stand perfect and complete in all the will of God just by your own prayers. You need the prayers of others. Amen. I can't stand perfect and complete in all the will of God just by my own prayers. I need the prayers of others. We depend on each other, and especially in this area. Amen. If Paul, Apostle Paul, could stand perfect and complete in all the will of God by his own prayers, he wouldn't need to instruct others to pray for him. Confess your trespasses, your weaknesses. Confide in somebody, a Christian, so that they will pray for you and you will pray for them. You support each other in prayer. You lift up each other in prayer. And the next one, the next key verse, Philippians 1:19. What does it say? For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is Apostle Paul, you know, telling the Philippians to pray for him. Pray for me. And I know, I'm counting on your prayers. I know that you are praying for me and that your prayer will bring about my deliverance. Your prayer will bring about my deliverance. Your prayer will bring a supply of the Spirit of Christ. And the supply of the Spirit of Christ will bring about a deliverance for me. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. The last one. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. And may I also take the liberty to say, brothers and sisters, pray for me. How about that? I'm not just asking you to pray for me. I'm telling you to pray for me. Did you hear that? I'm telling you to pray for me. Pray for me. I pray for you. Pray for me. We pray for each other. We lift up each other in the Lord. We bear each other's burdens. And so we fulfill the law of Christ, the law of love. Amen. The goals of this message, the heart, the hand, and the honor of an intercessor. The goals of this message, that you will understand that as a Christian, you are called to pray for others. That's the first goal, that you will understand that you are called to pray for others. You are called to pray for others, not just to pray for yourselves, but you are called to pray for others. You are called to pray for Christians and non-Christians as well. And the second goal is that with this understanding that you are called to pray for others, you'll be more prayerful and your faith will increase. You'll be more prayerful and your faith will increase. And the third goal is that the church, this Spring Chapel as a whole will be more prayerful. If you are more prayerful and this other brother, this other sister is more prayerful and we are all more prayerful like that, the whole church is more prayerful, our faith will increase and the ministry, this Spring Chapel, will also increase. That's what Paul meant by what he said in 2 Corinthians 10:15, having hope. He said, I have hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere. I pray, I hope, my hope is this, that as your faith is increased, we will be enlarged. I will be enlarged. Our ministry will be enlarged. Our work will be enlarged. Amen. As your faith is increased, this Spring Chapel will be enlarged. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the last goal is this, that your sense of feeling of belonging and our corporate sense of feeling of togetherness will increase as we pray more for one another, for each other. Amen. You know, when you pray for somebody, you feel that you are part of them. Those who pray for this church will have a great sense of belonging. They will have a great sense of being part of it because they pour out their heart unto God. So as you pray for others in the church, as you pray for the church, as you pray for me, as I pray for you, our sense of belonging to each other is increased. We feel more connected. Our unity is increased. Our oneness is increased because we pray for each other. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Who is an intercessor? Who is an intercessor? An intercessor is a mediator, an intermediary, an arbitrator, a negotiator, a peacemaker. But simply for our own sake, an intercessor is someone who prays, who pleads, who petitions or begs God in favor of another person. You know, in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, priests used to do that. But in New Testament, we are all priests. So we are all encouraged to do what? To do it for one another.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Day Spring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.